This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State public health officials are warning residents to watch out for potentially toxic algae in lakes around Colorado. CPR's Paulo Schultzeda reports.
Testing has found toxic algae in several popular locations, like Prospect Lake in Colorado Springs and Cherry Creek Reservoir in Aurora. Warm, slow-moving bodies of water are more likely to carry the algae, which officials say may resemble thick pea soup or spilled paint on the water's surface. People who may have come into contact with it may experience symptoms like skin rash, upset stomach, and fever, and should contact poison control as soon as possible. I'm Paulo Schultzeda, CPR News.
More Denver immigrants without a lawyer could be deported because of a budget shortfall in a city legal aid fund. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
People in immigration court do not get access to court-appointed lawyers, so hundreds of Denver residents already face a judge without representation. And the city has decreased its donation to the fund that helps Denverites apply for legal residence. The Denver Post reports the COVID-19 pandemic has also resulted in a drop of private donations to the legal aid fund. Its 2020 budget is down by 35%. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Environmental groups are suing the Trump administration over plans to expand drilling, fracking, and mining on public lands in southwestern Colorado. The lawsuit filed in Denver alleges that the Bureau of Land Management broke federal law with a fossil fuel development plan that ignored risks to agriculture, climate, and endangered species. The plan covers about 2,700 square miles of mountains, woodlands, and red rock deserts. Coming up on the program, Florida's education commissioner talks about the push to reopen schools in his state. Then hundreds of delegates were supposed to be in Milwaukee this week. Instead, they are attending the Democratic National Convention virtually. Two delegates from Michigan share their experiences with us next on All Things Considered. And coming up in 10 minutes, CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis speaks with climate scientists who say hotter and drier conditions, which are just right for wildfires, may be a glimpse into Colorado's future. This is CPR News.